All right, we've been speaking on the subject of living in the supernatural. Living in the supernatural. And this truly is a supernatural time that we're living in right now. It requires absolutely the supernatural. We're starting reading here in Galatians chapter 3, verse 5. He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law, by the hearing of faith. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Glory to God. All right. As we look in this, we're talking again about living in the supernatural, and we're still in this area that we call have faith in God. Have faith in God. The idea about the supernatural is that we're coming into a time where the natural is not sufficient. I have an article here, it was taken out of a newspaper, and it says, the headlines on the article read, amid war on a mystery disease, patients clash with scientists. And this particular person suffers, it said, diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome since 1994, and living ever since with symptoms that include constant pain, inability to concentrate, exhaustion, can't lift their arms, and so forth and so on. They tried to treat it and thought it was something, but it wasn't that. And they call it a mystery disease. And I'm only saying that because this is what's happening in the world, is that not only this, but the Bible says over in Matthew chapter 24 that there'll be natural disasters. Are we seeing that happen today as well? Now, understand, all this is because sin came into the earth through Adam's transgression. And the Bible talks about it, says over in Romans chapter 8, he says that the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God, for the whole creation is groaning and travailing in pain together until now. So it's talking about actually what is happening, and people, like I said before, no natural man can destroy this earth. It takes something higher than that. It takes a spiritual power to destroy this earth. Because that's what's made it. And the spiritual power was released through sin, through Adam's transgression. And the whole earth now was not designed to bear the weight of sin. So now you see it cracking and see it, all kinds of things, tsunamis taking place, all the hurricanes and earthquakes. All that didn't happen until Adam sinned. Now, the reason why I'm telling you that is because God has raised you up for such a time as this. Because you, even though there has been devastation in the earth, you have the blessing on your life. And the blessing is that a power, anointing of God that overrides a curse. That it can bring relief to people who have been caught in situations, or people who have been sick and can't get doctors healing, or people so forth. The blessing can do that. That blessing or anointing was on Jesus. He spoke. He said, Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to heal. And that anointing rests on you and me, that blessing. So as we look at this, now you're talking about the kingdom of God. Well, anytime you talk about the kingdom of God, you're talking about the supernatural. You're not talking about natural. You're talking about supernatural. You're talking about something that is above this natural three-dimensional world. Talking about something that's outside of the five physical senses. And the way that you arrive at that and get that to work for you is by faith. That faith comes one way, come on, by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So my point to you is that there might be some diseases out there, but with God, all things are possible. And many times what is happening is people are living in a Babylonian system, and a Babylon, as we said, is a system trying to meet its needs without God. And that's what we got to get away from. We got to get away from keeping God out. We need to let God back in. Because with God, all things are possible. Heck, no sickness God can't heal. Matter of fact, I was looking over here in Luke's gospel, and I looked over here in Luke chapter 4, and I look in verse 40, chapter 4, verse 40, please, of Luke. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with diverse diseases brought them to him, brought them to Jesus, and he laid his hands on every one of them, come on, and healed them. Isn't it something? Now he healed them, I mean every one of them. Now this is interesting because maybe they had some diseases that in the natural couldn't be healed. Well, what does that mean? That's no problem. Because what people think is somehow they're going to make God sweat. God, let me tell you something. Your extremity is God's opportunity. God doesn't even kick in till you kick out. Are you following what I'm saying with that? I'm saying that the tendency is to think because you can't get any natural solution to this, then this thing can't be done or can't be solved or whatever have you. Folks, that you don't even think about that. Don't even think about it. And my wife and I, we were watching this movie. I'm telling you, I shouldn't have watched it. It was clean, but it was just unbelief. And what happened was, you know, I mean, it's Hollywood. I mean, made the movie. And this man and his wife, they're very close and wonderful family. All of a sudden, they came and arrested his wife for killing somebody. And he's trying to figure out what in the world. And she didn't do it, I don't think. She did. But anyway, she's in jail. And he tried several methods, lawyers trying to get the case, but nothing worked. And they tried they went up to the higher level courts. And then the only thing was left Supreme Court. But the lawyer said something to him. He said, now just get used to it. She'll be in prison for the rest of her life. And tears came to the man's eyes, you know. And he got up and stormed and walked away. Now a series of destruction steps happened in his life. He started planning in his mind how he was going to jailbreak her, get her out, get her on a plane, fly out of the country. So a series of things, he's trying to get some fake passports, and then he didn't have enough money, so he went out and stuck up some drug dealers, and you know, one thing after another. Now, I'm not endorsing that. I'm not even saying go see it. I mean, I'm not doing it. My point to you is that why didn't at some point they say, let's pray? Because Babylon is not pushing, let's pray. Babylon has got to keep you with prayer at the very end when your last breath is about to be taken. And you think, I think I'll pray. Now, my point to you is that the enemy doesn't want you to pray. He doesn't want God in your life. Because where man says it's impossible, seek God. Because God can get you out. I just told you about the guy who got 51 years And he said he went in there. He said he did some things and got 7 years and then got out early, 1.5 years, and then went back and did it again with them drugs. And next thing you know, judge said 51 years. Boom. But he went in there saying, I'm only going to be in here for a few months. And he told his cellmate that, he told the judge that, told the guards that, told everybody, kept saying it every day. And the next thing, called his mother, told him, she got mad because he told him that. Stop saying that, so forth and so on. But it got a few months, out. 51 years. Where did it go? When you put God in the program. You see what I'm saying? If the man would have put God in the program, when the lawyer said that you get used to it, she's going to be in there the rest of her life. He should have gotten my tape on vengeance and recompense right there. Right there, he should have got my tape. I had to say it. Now, what am I saying to you? The church has been invaded by intellectualism. Teachings that are confined to what is logically and or logical or reasonable or possible for the natural man. That's what has happened to the church. Look, come on over a couple other places to Colossians, and Colossians chapter 2, please. Colossians chapter 2. Thank you. Appreciate it. Look what it says here in Colossians chapter 2 and verse 8. Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Come on over. Do it in the Amplified translation up there, please. The Amplified translation of that same scripture. See to it that no one carries you off as spoil or makes you yourselves captives by his so-called philosophy and intellectualism and vain deceit, idle fancies, and plain nonsense, following the human traditions, men's ideas of the material rather than the spiritual world, just crude notions, following the rudimentary and elemental teachings of the universe and disregarding the teachings of Christ the Messiah. Jesus taught the supernatural. He didn't teach the natural. He taught the supernatural. And then just go in here and see how he taught it. I didn't see any place where he taught debt reduction by getting the bills and paying off a little every month on that. Thank God for that. He didn't teach it. He didn't teach it. See, I'm messing with you now. I know y'all got quiet on me now, boy. See, it's all right if you do that. But I'm here to tell you there is another level that you can operate in, that you can get the debts paid off in 5 days. I don't care how big it is. The only reason that's not done is because it's not been taught. I'm preaching hard now. He didn't teach the natural. Let's go to a couple of places here. Are y'all with me? Folks, I'm just telling you what he taught. I'm not saying that it's sin to try to get it paid off some other way. But I'm telling you, this is what he taught. He taught that because you have something inside of you that people who are otherwise in debt and don't know Jesus, they don't have in them. You have the whole kingdom in you. It is supernatural. It comes with supernatural power that can cause things that normally take that long to be paid off. They can be paid off in 1 second. They can be paid off in 10 minutes. They can be paid. Come on now. Come on now. You better give me some amens up here. It's not been taught. What's been taught is 5-step program over here, 10-step program over there. If you that way and you walking funny, you got to just stay funny to you, and that ain't in here. Say amen to this. Man, let me tell you, anybody that came to Jesus, the Bible says immediately. The Bible says straightway. The Bible says right now. The Bible says, come on, suddenly. I'm telling you, folks, it's time for some suddenly to come back into the house of God. That's what I'm talking about. You ain't got to wait 10 years to make something happen. God can make it happen in 10 months. Oh, in 10 weeks. Oh, in 10, oh, in 10 minutes. Now you know I'm telling the truth. The reason why you shouting, because your spirit is excited about it. That baby in you is jumping now. I'm not talking about your that spiritual baby in there. Say, hey, I'm eating good now. I'm telling you, this is your time. The world is waiting on this. I know I'm talking to the right bunch now. See, the enemy thought he had you. He thought he pulled that on you. He thought you going to have to just live like that for the rest of your life. Huh? Suddenly, glory to God. Straightway. I said tonight, this time, next week, this time, tomorrow. There's a blank check anointing coming in to this house. Man, I didn't mean to preach like that. Sit down. See, when I speak like that, I'm not speaking on my own. That's the anointing on my life. Because it's not talking natural talk. It's talking God talk. Now let's turn to a couple of places. Let's verify this now. Let's turn to Isaiah 55 first. Then we're going to John chapter 14. Shatalabahanda. Then we're going to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Then we're going to Numbers chapter 11. Put them all down now because the Holy Ghost gave them to me. Don't let me forget them. See, this is for you. Somebody is in here, up in here now, pulling this here out of me. Somebody in here is a midwife. Somebody in here is getting this baby born in here tonight. You've been natural long enough. It's time for you to get out of your mind. And you're going to have to break out. Because the devil don't want to let you out. He want to talk you into making you think you just like this. But folks, when you really act normal, you're going to be hard to take. You start acting like God made you to act. Your friends go turn to your enemy. Who you think you are? You tell them, I don't think it. I know it. And start walking like this right here.
Just, you follow what I'm saying? Just easy. Because you ain't sweating nothing no more. Come on now. Boy, y'all got me acting up now. Rabasata. It's time for us to get out of this normal thinking. I call it stinking thinking. God's got something inside of you that he's ready to show out. Now, I know if you're visiting, you say, Lord, how much, what kind of church is this? It's the kind of church you need to be in. That's what kind of church it is. Time out for some old dead place that you got to let the dead in Christ rise first. Folks, we are alive and well and taking. Against anybody, but he said, watch that philosophy and intellectualism. See, because it begins to reason and make you think, because God couldn't solve your marriage, you couldn't solve your marriage problem, and Dr. Phil couldn't. You that means God can't solve it. Now, I ain't got nothing against Phil, but I'm just saying that's what people living off. You got to live off of God, man. God can solve anything. I'm talking to somebody now. I'm reading your mail. And you need to listen to me because you've been broke long enough. And don't be sitting up there looking at me trying to make eyes at me. I got some money. Come on. I'm taking care of my woman. Stand up, white face. I'm taking care of my woman. Come on. You better talk what you know. I didn't want to come on you like this, but you messing with Bill. Don't mess with Bill. Y'all heard that record? Don't mess with Bill. Na 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 na. Don't mess with Bill. Leave my Billy alone. Y'all better be glad I had some vacation. But I feel like I can preach now. I feel like I want to dance. All right. Well. But no, wait a minute now. I want you to pick out what I was saying here. I know we're having some fun, but pick out what I'm saying here. See, intellectualism comes in and logically says there is no way. But that's a problem. The church has been talked into that. And what we need to do is understand our righteousness. That righteousness gives you sonship. Sonship makes you a master. Master over everything Jesus was a master over. Now let's look at that. Isaiah 55. Put it up on the board. Verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways in your ways, and my thoughts in your thoughts. Amen. So obviously there are some coming up we got to do. And for you to have supernatural results, you're going to have to hear it supernaturally. Keep going. Let's go over to, what did I say next? 1 Corinthians? Where? John chapter 14. Coming over, John 14 and verse 10. Now, we've gone over these, but I want you to take them, internalize them. Don't just walk out here and just then go back and talk to Bebe and them and get back down to where you were, Lucretia and them. Look what it said in verse 10. Believeth thou that I'm in the Father, and the Father in me. The words that I speak of you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, what? He does the work. Who does the work? Father does the work. You don't do the work. He does the work. Well, if he does the work, he can cancel your debt in a minute. Yes. If he does the work, the problem is, will you let him do the work? Do you believe it? Let me preach this. And do you believe? Do you believe that he can do it? Do you believe? We don't do it. He does it. And he knows how to do it. Here's an angel to come to the woman. She said, he says, Hail Mary, thou art highly favored among women. So listen, you're going to have a baby. She said, well, now how's this going to happen to me? I don't know a man. He said, well, the Holy Ghost is going to come on you, and the holy thing that shall be born of you shall be the Son of God. She said, well, all right. Just be it unto me according to thy word. Then she hastily left the house and went out there to her cousin Elizabeth, who was 6 months with child, delivered by a word by the angel the same way. And the child leaped in Elizabeth's womb. See, folks who pregnant with something. Come on, I got the priest this here. Folks who pregnant with something, they get around other folk who pregnant with something and they start leaping. Now, some of y'all don't even know what I mean. The word of God is seed. And a seed is all you need. Because God said the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. The word became what it said. Whatever it says, it'll become. It's just making sense to y'all. Now, I know some of y'all still looking at me. See, I'm telling you now, see, don't let the intellectual thing block you from what I'm saying. When you start talking about like this, it's like you're talking crazy. Now, how are you going to make a baby? How can I make a house come from the inside? That's where your house comes from. Your spirit is designed to deliver you everything you need. And now I'm going to cover that. I don't have time to cover it today, but I'm going to lay that down for you. I'm going to lay it down for you, because if I lay that down for you, your days of struggling are completely over. Where does a bird's feathers come from? They don't come from the outside. They come from the inside. God made it so that everything you need can come from out inside of you. And it comes through the seed of the word of God. Say amen to that. Amen. All right, come and put it up there. What's the first next one? 1 Corinthians? Put it up there. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, look at verse 13. Let's put it up there. Come on. Hey, hey. Is anybody up there? Did I say anything? I just asked if there was somebody up there. I didn't say anything, did I? I'm just inquiring. All right, look at verse 12. Let's try that. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Keep going. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the who teaches, Holy Ghost teaches. Comparing what? Spiritual things with spiritual, all right? Give me the amplified translation of that same verse right there, okay? Let's just see what it says. And we are setting these truths for the words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Holy Ghost, combining and interpreting spiritual truths with spiritual language to those who possess the Holy Ghost. See, the reason why you were born was not to go to church. That church came in after Adam sinned, man fell. Now church came in because the church, one of the reasons why is because we get together in here and he's got gifts in the church that can teach you who you really are. Because we had lost track of who we really were. Are you following what I'm saying? So that in the church, you get lifted back up, see? And so forth. Now, keep going on down, please. In that same place, praise God. Is there anybody up there? Okay. Let me just sit down in this chair here. let's go on down, please. Next verse. But the natural, non-spiritual man does not accept or welcome or admit into his heart the gifts and teachings and revelation of the Spirit of God. And you sitting in here, the reason why you won't receive this, because you are natural. And what I need to do is when I call for souls to be saved, you need to come and get saved. Because part of your problem, the reason why your spirit is not happy about this is because you may not be saved. You just may not be saved. And the last thing you want to do is find out when you're on your deathbed. You can find out in here now. Now, I know y'all looking at me. Well, you shouldn't have said that. Yeah, I said it. Praise God. And I'm trying to get you out of the fire. Folks, let me tell you, your natural mind may not even think about this and be all involved in it, but your spirit is so happy about this because it's food to your spirit. It's home to your spirit. Your spirit came from God and loves God's talk. Your spirit, say amen to that. Now, what next verse did I have for you? Numbers chapter 11. Go on over there, praise God. Numbers chapter 11. Let's go over to verse 24. No, I don't want to go there. Well, let's 25. Let's do 25. Praise God. And the Lord came down. Wait a minute. Numbers chapter. Wait a minute. I got the wrong one. It's chapter 13. Numbers chapter 13, please. How we doing? We doing okay?
House there.
Now, I want you to get turned on.
Yes, sir.
So that when you get out of here, nobody can turn you off. I want you to be turned on. Because I want, as soon as somebody tell you something impossible, you say, ah! No, it's not. It's possible. I said, with God, all things are possible.
Yes, sir.
All right. The place was called Brook Eshcol because of the cluster of grapes, which the children of Israel cut down. Keep going. And they returned from searching the land after 40 days. Keep going. And they went and came to Moses and Aaron, to all the congregation of the children of Israel, and to the wilderness of Paran, to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and to all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. Keep going. And they told them and said to, we came into the land whither you sent us, and surely it flows with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. In other words, the land is there, and this is some evidence of it. Proof. Nevertheless, here we go. The people be strong that dwell in that land. The cities are wall and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. Keep going. And the Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. Can't you hear it now? That unbelief. And the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. Keep going. And Caleb. He stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up when?
At once.
Glory to God. Let us go up when?
At once.
And possess it. For we are well able. Question. Did he know how God was going to do it?
No.
But he had to say what God would do. Because for God to do it, you've got to be the channel by which he works through for the supernatural in your life. But to get him to do the supernatural, you got to speak the supernatural. You got to say something that is impossible, and it's impossible for people, but it's not impossible for God. You've got to know that you can't make God sweat. God is ready to do it right now. Only thing he needs is your permission. And when you permit him to do it, he'll tell you, step back. I got this one. Here is Joshua. They called the people, said all that unbelief. They stayed in the wilderness and died there. But now God raised up that second generation, took them in, and in Joshua chapter 6, let's go to it, please. Joshua chapter 6, come on, let's go to it in verse 1. And look what he says here. He said, now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out, come on. None came in. Keep going. And the Lord said to Joshua, come on, see. Stop right there. Do what?
See.
Stop and say it again.
See.
See, I have given into your hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. Let me ask you, in the natural, had Joshua taken Jericho? No. All God wants you to do is see it. Just get yourself ready, because if you can see it, he will do it for you. And you see through the eye of your faith. Now, how did he tell him to take it? He said, march around Jericho 7 days, one time a day. And notice, that's the way he took that. Another time he told a woman, go borrow some vessels. That's the way he took that. Another time he told them to shout and praise. And then when they did that, the enemy turned on one another. Another time, I'm telling you, you don't know how God's going to do it. Don't be trying to figure out back here how God's going to do it up here. Just know that if you say it back there, by the time you get up here, you'll get instruction from the Holy Ghost. Man, I'm preaching now. Glory to God. All right. Let's kind of wrap this up. Glory to Jesus. So what am I saying? I'm saying, what is possible for you is not based on what other people have done. The Bible is a supernatural book. It has miracles from the beginning to the end. It is the manufacturer's handbook. It's telling you not only about your potential, but it's also describing what belongs to you. Jesus said, the things that I do shall you do also. So in God's mind, you have no limits. I said, in God's mind, you have no limits. Jesus was a miracle worker. And without miracles, Jesus would have just been another man preaching religion. But he preached the gospel of the kingdom. Philip went down to Samaria in Acts chapter 8, and the whole city there was almost taken over by witchcraft. But when Philip went down there, not only preaching the gospel, but working the miracles in the name of Jesus, the city turned from witchcraft and turned to Christ. I'm telling you, people are holding on to false gods because they haven't seen the real one. But you and I are going forth in this hour, and I'm speaking into your life right now. You will begin to do the supernatural as you have never done it before. I pray a mantle of miracles will come on your life from this day forward, and you will see people, Lord have mercy, glory to God. I feel this thing coming on me here now. There's an anointing coming on this place right here. I said, there's an anointing coming on this place. Now, wait. Let me just say this. The key that I have found, glory to God, is to be free from guilt and shame and condemnation. Because if you can get free from all your past and all them thoughts of the past, then your faith will flow to miracle working power. Give the Lord a praise. That's all I got for right now. I believe that God is not wanting you to see miracles and the supernatural as something that is abnormal. I think He wants you to see it as normal. The world may not have any answers, but you got some answers. Say amen to that right now. Did y'all get something out of that today? I preached myself happy here. Is that, okay. What time is that? Okay, 1:23. Okay, I'm good. Now, wait a minute, before you leave. Because one of the greatest miracles now is to be born again. I'm gonna call right now, I'm gonna make one call for you. You are here and in your life, you don't have Christ inside yet, but you'd like to. And I want to pray the same prayer they prayed for me that night. Gave me a miracle inside.